This is Fresh Air. Perfect Days is the latest film by the German director Wim Wenders, who's best known for 1980s hits like Paris, Texas, and Wings of Desire. Perfect Days tells the story of a sanitation worker in Tokyo. It's one of five Oscar nominees for Best International Feature Film. Our critic at large, John Powers, says Perfect Days fills you with a good feeling about life.
One of the most famous scenes in Japanese cinema comes in Yasujirō Ozu's classic Tokyo Story. A young woman named Kyoko is grumbling to her radiantly noble sister-in-law, Noriko, about how badly her siblings have been acting. "Isn't life disappointing?" Kyoko asks, to which Noriko replies calmly, "Yes, it is." Dealing with life's limitations is the theme of Perfect Days, the latest movie by Wim Wenders, the venerable German director for whom Ozu has long been an idol. Shot entirely in Tokyo, in Japanese, this elegant sentimental fable is Wenders' best fiction feature in decades. Although it flirts with glibness, Perfect Days asks questions about how to live in the face of need, loneliness, and disappointment. It centers on a 50s-ish-looking bachelor, Hirayama, played by the great Japanese screen actor Koji Yakusho, whom you will know from Tempopo, Shall We Dance, and Memoirs of a Geisha. Hirayama's life may sound unbearably grim. He works cleaning public toilets in Tokyo. But before we go any farther, it's necessary to say that these toilets, all of them real, are spectacular. Some look like spaceships, others like country cottages. The most amazing ones have see-through walls that magically go dark when someone steps inside. You'll wish your town had toilets like these. Anyway, we quickly grasp that Hirayama is not unhappy. He lives a highly ritualized existence, whose routine we soon come to know. He wakes up, spritzes his plants, looks with pleasure at the morning sky, buys canned coffee from a nearby vending machine, and then drives his van off to work, playing old music cassettes by the likes of the Kinks, Patti Smith, and Otis Redding, who's still sitting on the dock of the bay. Once he arrives at the toilets, he silently cleans them with the efficiency and care of an artisan, unlike his amiably feckless young colleague, Takashi. Even as those around him seem lonely or lost, Hirayama takes time to savor life's small beauties, sunlight tickling the trees, children laughing in a park, the invariably friendly greeting at the small luncheonette where he's a regular. He uses an old digital camera to photograph things that move or delight him. All of this is beautifully put across by Wenders, with no small help from cinematographer Franz Lustig's crisp images of Tokyo, and the tautly seductive editing of Tony Froschhammer, which draws you into the rhythms of a monkish man who appears to know how to live, as they say, in the moment. As he says, now is now. To be honest, Hirayama's days are a bit too perfect, starting with the fact that this handsome actor looks so good in his blue cleaner's uniform, and that the toilets he scrubs are suspiciously unsoiled. By the time we inevitably hear Lou Reed singing A Perfect Day, you may well wonder if Wenders has sold himself on a Disneyfied vision of zened-out simplicity, one fed by Western cliches about Japanese-ness as a path to spiritual grace. I mean, try to imagine believing a story about a beatific toilet cleaner in Berlin or New York City. Against this naively sweetened portrait of menial work, Wenders places shadowy images that suggest life's evanescence. And eventually someone does come along to shake up Hirayama's perfect routine, forcing both him and us to reconsider the life he's been leading. I won't give anything away, the movie's too delicate for that, but I will say that it builds to a scene in Hirayama's van that, to the strains of Nina Simone, thrilled me with its rush of shifting emotions and interweaving of light and dark. This scene is brilliantly performed by Yakusho. Although Hirayama rarely speaks, you see why he won Best Actor at Cannes. Open-faced and watchful, Yakusho couldn't be more touching as a man who's learned not merely to hold himself together amidst imperfect circumstances, but to find joy within them. We twice hear the song House of the Rising Sun, the old folk tune lamenting a life ruined by time spent in a house of ill repute. Yet the movie itself is no lament. Wenders once dreamed of being a priest, and here he nudges us toward transcendence. Constantly showing us daybreak over Tokyo, he reminds us that the true house of the rising sun is the world. But rather than bemoan the ways that the world is dark and disappointing, the film suggests that we find and appreciate the transient beauty around us. This may not make our days perfect, but it will make them better.
John Powers reviewed the new film, Perfect Days. Tomorrow on Fresh Air, how New York City is struggling to cope with the surge of migrants from the southern border streaming into the city, many on buses sent by southern governors. More than 60,000 are in New York shelters, and the cost of their care is in the billions of dollars. We'll speak with the New York Times' Andy Newman, who's covering the crisis. I hope you can join us. To keep up with what's on the show and get highlights of our interviews, follow us on Instagram at NPR Fresh Air. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our technical director and engineer is Audrey Bentham. Our interviews and reviews are produced and edited by Amy Salad, Phyllis Myers, Sam Brigger, Lauren Krenzel, Heidi Simon, Teresa Madden, Anne-Marie Baldonado, Thea Challoner, Seth Kelly, and Susan Yakundi. Our digital media producer is Molly C.V. Nesper. Roberta Shorrock directs the show. For Terry Gross, I'm Tanya Mosley.